Good morning. Today is August the 27th, 2026, Thursday morning. We welcome you to my morning prayer. My name is Billy Allen. This message was recorded at a local meeting at an assisted care home.
If you have your Bibles with you today, I would ask you to turn with me to review some scripture out of Ephesians chapter 5, Paul's letter to the Ephesian people. Beginning in verse number 6, it says, "Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not be partakers with them, for you were formerly darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light, for the fruit of the light consisteth in all goodness and righteousness and truth, trying to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. Do not participate in the unfruitful deeds of darkness, but instead even expose them." In verse 12, "For it is disgraceful even to speak of the things which are done by them in secret, but in all things become visible when they are exposed by the light. For everything that becomes visible is light. For this reason it says, 'Awake, sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you.'" You know, these words Paul penned from a prison cell. You know, if I go back in my mind and I think of some of the writings that I have read in the past and how Paul, in many ways of his ministry, was locked up and how he was treated as he attempted and worked and did share the gospel of Jesus Christ. This letter to the church at Ephesus, describing of how we may imitate the willingness and the love and the compassion of Jesus Christ. Beloved, today I believe is such a profound truth that we need more today than we even maybe needed yesterday in years past. You know, with all the things that are going on in the world around us today, we surely need something consistent, something firm, something steadfast. And I believe in God's Word today we have that. I would ask you today if that you would just continue to seek the Lord today with all your heart. He tells us in His Word that we surely should draw up close to Him at a time of need. And you know, as Paul in these words in verse number 11, it says, "Do not participate in the unfruitful deeds of darkness, but instead even expose them." You know, at my workplace and maybe at the place you may go each and every day, you know, we're around circumstances and we are finding ourselves each day more and more in situations where people around us need to see and need to hear and need to observe a witness for Jesus Christ. Some of those that I work with at my workplace, they will come up to me and they will ask me some things that I know they would ask of no one else. And the reason being, beloved, is not because they know I'm a very special person, by no means. It's not because they know that I'm a person of great wealth, surely by no means, but because they know that I love the Lord Jesus Christ today, and that's all that I testify, and what His goodness has been in my life. And you know, as they come up and approach me, they'd ask me many times, "Billy, would you just have a few moments of prayer with me? Would you just remember me, as a man mentioned last night? Will you just remember me in prayer the next time that you pray to the Lord? Because I surely need God to have His hand in my life." You know, I'm thankful for that young man yesterday, right before I left my workplace. I'm so thankful that he had a heart for God. I'm so thankful that he had that recognition and knowing that the only help that he needed and the help that he needed so urgently and so desperately currently in his life was surely of that the Lord could provide. With that said, I would ask you to bow your heads with me this morning. I would ask you on this Thursday morning that you would just allow this day to be in your life as that God would have for you, that salt and that light that God has called us as believers and as Christians to be today. Father, today we come before you on this Thursday morning in Jesus' name. Lord, in our hearts today, God, we are humbled and, Father, maybe even troubled, Father, maybe the word, about the things that are behind us and the things that may even be before us today as believers. Lord, as we go about our morning activity, our daily duties, Father, that you have asked us to do, may we be faithful, God, first and foremost, to the calling that Paul speaks of to these Ephesian people. Father, may we be imitators of that of love and imitators of that of grace and peace, God, around those that we see at our workplaces and those as well that are in our families each day. May we have that leadership quality, Father, not of anything that we have in strength or anything we have in fortitude, but of that knowing, Father, that the Word of Christ and the power of God resides today within our own heart and soul. Father, we love you today and we thank you for first loving us. We thank you for blessing us. We thank you for answering the prayer and the call, God, that we place each and every day through prayer towards that heaven's throne. We ask you today, God, that you would bless the needs of the listeners. We'd ask you to bless, God, the needs within their own families. We'd ask you to pour out financial blessings, God, if it be your will, in the situation and desires, God, that you see that your people have need of. Father, we ask you as well today, Father, to just give us a good day. Day, Father, that we may know and we may feel and we may share the presence and the love of Jesus Christ. For today we come and we pray and we place our hope, Father, steadfast in you. For we come in Jesus' name. Amen.